Oh yeah, start off with the events, yeah.
Okay, on the 12th, there's going to be the AIDS walk. If you're interested in joining, you can sign up on the website.
When people think of feminism, they think of women, which is what makes it surprising to learn that at Pierce College, the president of the Feminist Club is a man.
I'm Brandon Hernandez. I host San Fernando Vegan. I'm also president of the Feminist Club this semester. Around a year ago, I was walking around during Club Rush, and I noticed them, and I was kind of into radical politics, and I had just started reading about feminism. And I approached them, and they had buttons that said, like, this is what a feminist looks like. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Challenge that whole, like, stereotype that feminists are, you know, man-haters. Around the end of the semester, I decided to run for co-president because we had two president positions back then. They actually had another president, and she ended up backing out. And I showed up in the first club meeting, and they kind of just said, you're president, right? And I was like, oh, okay, sure.
Faculty advisor Denise Robb says that in recent years, men who identify as feminists is becoming more common.
A lot of men consider themselves feminists. And sometimes I find more men seem interested in that label than women, which is also odd. But that's the way that young people are always, it's a new world, it's a new generation. And for example, we were just studying in my Women in Politics class how a lot of couples, when the woman makes more than the man, the marriage disintegrates. My younger students say, that's crazy. We'd be happy to have... Some of the men in the class said, I'd love to stay home with a kid and let my wife go to work. And the study showed that newlyweds don't hold those same opinions, probably because newlyweds are younger, and they're not stuck in that old way of thinking.
Though Hernandez is comfortable in his role as president, faculty co-advisor James McKeever, as a male, wasn't comfortable being the club's only advisor.
Part of it is because we're men, we get much more, our voices are much more privileged. The women have been doing the work themselves. The women should get the support of it. They should be getting the spotlight more. But anytime a man speaks out about feminism, automatically people want to interview and talk to us. So it makes me feel very uncomfortable with it, you know, because I'm not even doing anything. They've done it all.
Club member Jose Moran says the club's goals are simple, just to spread the feminist message in a way that's inclusive.
To spread awareness about the feminist movement and about any and that equality, and that you don't have to be a female to be a feminist either. That's the way I see it. A feminist could be anyone, any culture, any race, ethnicity, gender, male, female. It doesn't really matter.
But like right now, it's just starting to get differentiated, I think, in the public eye.
Even with the LGBT movement, we have what we call a rainbow within a rainbow. Because although there are many different sexual orientations, there's still different issues when it comes to women, transgender, race, age. And then
for KPCRadio.com, I'm LJ Williamson.
United as something like feminism to be equal, then you still have all those issues in the background of race, of age, of everything different.